Hello everyone, and welcome to this presentation about how to reverse engineer your CAN bus and build an ECU using Elixir. I'm Thibaut Poncelet, and I'm a software engineer, and together with two colleagues we have built Spin42, which is an IT and consultancy and product company. And for about 7 years we've built an open banking aggregator using Elixir. And after so much time in finance, we wanted to explore new opportunities and see how far we could go with Elixir and if it could be a good fit for the automotive use case. So in 2024, we took a sabbatical and we have built the Open Vehicle Control System, which is an Elixir-based dev kit allowing you to upgrade any vehicle. And by upgrade, we mean converting it to an EV, swapping the engine, creating a new infotainment system, and hopefully at some point we hope to allow you to transform your vehicle into an autonomous one. So in our case, we used the 207 diesel Polo. And the first thing we did was to convert it into an EV by putting a Nissan Leaf electric motor in it. I won't go into the details of the mechanical work. There is a lot to say there, but that's not the topic of the day. And today, to show you how to do the reverse engineering in practice, we will just focus on a very simple use case, which is how to make the VW dashboard display the RPM value from the Leaf motor. So that's one of the things you need to do if you want to have a seamless integration between parts from different manufacturers. So you may know it or not, but in all of your cars you have a CAN bus, so that's a controller area network, and that's basically a twisted pair of copper on which all the components of your car are connected and are sending frames. That's a standard protocol used in automotive, but also in planes, trains, even for industrial machines. And the good thing is that you have built-in support in the Linux kernel using LibSocket CAN. And then the way to send frames on that bus is standard, but the content of the data, the values that are sent, are not at all. And of course, car manufacturers are not providing any kind of documentation. So this is what CAN bus frames are looking like, what it looks like. So you have here a list of frames that are exchanged on the bus of the Polo. You have a list of frames with their IDs, the frequency at which they are emitted, so that it's broadcasted and all the components can receive all the frames. And then you have the raw bytes that you have to make sense of. And so when the color is changing, it means that something happened. So if you pull the handbrake, you will have some bits changing somewhere and you have to find which frame is is linked to what and which value means what. The main idea is that you have these frames emitted periodically on the bus. Then the tools that we used, first you need to physically connect to that bus, so we used a simple USB CAN device such that we could hook up with the laptop. And then the screen you've seen before is from SaviCAN, that's an open source GUI that allows you to display the values and also replay frames and so on. And then one tool that is a bit less known is SocketCanD. That's a daemon that allows you to stream a CAN bus over IP. And that's quite useful because then if you put a Raspberry Pi running this in your car, you can work from your desk on your laptop and you can send and receive frames in real time so that you can have smaller cycles. All right, so first thing we need to do is to be able to receive that RPM value, so the rotation per minute from the Leaf motor. And we chose the Leaf motor because you have kind of a large community of tinkers that already reverse engineered actually the frames on the Nissan Leaf. So we could find some DBC file on the internet. So the DBC file, it's a frame specification file. And in one of these files, while browsing it, we could find the inverter status frame in which you have that 15 bits of output revolution, which is supposed to be a big endianity encoded unsigned integer. And then, yeah, to validate this, because that's a community source, we just connect it to the engine, to the motor, make it run. And then, actually, it seems to be the two full bytes, so the 16 bits. It's big endian indeed, but it's a signed integer, because the motor can go both ways, so it can go backward too. So that was easy.